I want us to pray for Pastor, and I want to lay the background so you'll understand why. If you and I were to make a list of everybody we want to pray for, I don't know where you came from, but I came from Pray by the List. Have you been to that church? Well, you know, the first person on the list got a really good deal. I said, Lord, we want Frank to have a spirit of wisdom, revelation, knowledge of the eyes of his understanding, light, that he might know the hope of your calling, the riches, the glory of your inheritance in the saints, seeing greatness of your power. To Frank, who does believe? Amen. And I said, I believe Frank's going to abound and increase in love according to knowledge and wisdom. I believe Frank's going to have knowledge of your will. I believe he's going to bear fruit and be pleasing unto you. I'm just praying the scripture, praying the word, that prayer, Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3, Colossians 1. Well, I get down to person number two. And I say, Lord, I thank you that grace has spirit of wisdom, revelation, knowledge, the eyes of understanding, light, she may know the hope of your calling, riches, the glory of your inheritance, saints, seeding greatness of your power to grace who does believe. Thank God, grace is going to abound and increase in love according to knowledge and wisdom. She has knowledge of your will and all wisdom, spiritual understanding. You can see I'm not going to make it to the bottom of my list, am I?
No.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost as we pray. He knows exactly who needs prayer. And I can reach down into my spirit where the Holy Ghost lives and resides. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. God is on the inside. I'm the habitation of God by the Spirit. He's on the inside. And I can reach down in the spirit and know by that spirit, led by that spirit, whom needs prayer? Who needs prayer? This is praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, or we might say by the Spirit or led by the Spirit. And then I know that some days Frank doesn't need prayer and some days Grace doesn't need prayer. I know by the Spirit. By the Spirit. See, by the Spirit. And the only successful way of praying, of being at the right person at the right time with the right words, is by the Spirit. Now, the scripture tells us in this to pray for all saints. Praying with all prayer. Supplication in the Spirit. Watching. See, I'm watching in the Spirit. And as I'm watching, I determine by the Spirit, led by that Spirit, who needs prayer. Watching by the Spirit with all perseverance, supplication for all the saints. Now, the word supplication is a word to make a request. And it says, we're watching the saints to see who has a need, to see who we can help. We're making requests on behalf of the saints. Now, you can imagine. See, praying the word is a wonderful, wonderful way to pray. It's a wonderful way to begin. If you're watching and somebody has great need and you pray the spirit of wisdom falls upon them, that's going to solve a lot of problems. A little wisdom is going to go a long way. And then you pray that their heart be flooded with light. And they abound and increase in love and please the Father in all things and bear fruit in the kingdom. You can see those wonderful words penned by the Holy Ghost are going to solve some problems. Now, in addition to that, there are things I don't know about their life. And I tell you the truth of my experience, sometimes what people say is not what they have in their heart. That's why it's wonderful after we pray the word to pray by the Spirit, to pray in other tongues. And when we pray in other tongues, we say, Lord, now, if there's anything I need to know, and it's not I need to know it so I can tell you what the Lord said to me. Because then the Lord will quit saying to you. If you're a blabbermouth, you won't hear very long, very often. But it says in 1 Corinthians 14, we pray that we may interpret. So I just say, Lord, anything I need to know about Frank while I'm praying for him, you tell me. And then if the Lord gives me any word at all, I'm praying in other tongues. I'm praying until I have a release. I don't know why that seems difficult to people, but if you ate till you were full, how many would know when you were full? You wouldn't need three witnesses. You'd know this is it, that you ate your last cracker. And there's something about the Holy Ghost. When he's finished, you know that.
Yes.
Now, as I'm praying, I pray that I'm my interpreter. I started with the word. I prayed the word. If Frank's flooded with light, if he begins to abound and increase, he begins to please the Father. And then I pray in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit allows me to be specific. I can be specific and not know what Frank's dilemma is. And that's what Romans 8 says, praying the Spirit allows me to pray the perfect will of God. When I pray in other tongues, I am praying the perfect will of God. I'm saying exactly what needed to be said. Oh my, and God only tells you what you need to know, and if he doesn't tell you, you didn't need to know. Amen. But God will tell you what you need to know. And then see if he tells you, you hold that fast. It's wonderful, wonderful. It says pray all kinds of prayer. That word all prayer is all kinds of prayer, all manner of prayer. It's the same word that's used in Matthew when Jesus said they'll say all manner of evil against you falsely. Same Greek word. If anybody says all manner of evil against you, they say every dirty, rotten thing they can think of, don't they? Well, there are many different kinds of prayer. But all prayer, no matter what you're doing, is founded on the Word and led by the Spirit. Grounded in the Word and led by the Spirit.